This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Wildfire help.
We'll be there in Maui as long as it takes.
Sweeping Georgia election indictment.
Trump himself is facing 13 felony counts.
The addiction problem is growing.
Worried someone in their family will overdose on opioids.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Biden says he will head to Hawaii.
My wife, Jill, and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way. I've been to too many disaster areas. But I want to go, make sure we got everything they need. I want to be sure we don't disrupt the ongoing recovery efforts.
The death toll from the wildfires is at least 99, with over 1,000 people still unaccounted for. KCBS-TV's Jeff Nguyen is on Maui.
1 week since flames destroyed the historic town of Lahaina, survivors are struggling with trauma and loss.
I can't get my dog!
This couple was unable to save their family pet when the inferno broke out, but did their best to stay strong for their young daughter.
I don't think a six-year-old should ever have to see what she saw.
As the human death toll grows, members of the Hawaii National Guard have joined the search and recovery effort.
My dad's still there, and he refuses to come out, but there's certain things that he still needs.
Jeff Nguyen, CBS News, Maui, Hawaii.
An investigation is underway to determine if downed power lines caused the fire. Former President Trump and 18 allies are indicted in Georgia's 2020 election case. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis has used Georgia's racketeering law and alleges a wide-ranging conspiracy to keep Trump in power after his election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. CBS's Graham Cates says Willis is in a David versus Goliath situation.
This is a huge case with 19 defendants, allegations that cross the country, and they're well-financed defendants. Trump and his allies have already spent some $40 million on cases this year, and her office is the smallest of the ones that are charging him.
Among those charged in the Fulton County case is former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who has now filed notice to have the Georgia case moved to federal court. North Korea, for the first time, confirms the detention of a U.S. soldier. State media report U.S. soldier Travis King crossed into the North because he said he was disillusioned at the inequality of American society. The Pentagon says it cannot verify the alleged comments by King. A series of Russian missile strikes early today hit western Ukraine, centered in Lviv. At least three people were killed, 19 wounded, and a kindergarten school building was heavily damaged. CBS's MTS Tyan.
According to Ukraine's Air Force, the Russian strikes involved at least 28 cruise missiles, but that 16 had been shot down.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 361 points. NASDAQ fell 157. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About one-third of adults in the U.S. have been addicted to opioids at some point in their lives, and a study by the Kaiser Family Foundation reveals another one-third admit to having had alcohol problems. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Two-thirds of adults in the U.S. say that they or a family member have been addicted to alcohol or drugs, have experienced homelessness due to addiction, and have experienced a drug overdose leading to an emergency room visit, hospitalization, or death.
SAG-AFTRA, the Striking Actors Guild, says it will limit which projects and producers can sign its interim agreements, putting some actors back to work. The Actors Guild will exclude Writers Guild of America-covered projects to help the WGA execute its strike strategy. SAG-AFTRA negotiator Duncan Crabtree, Ireland.
The terms that we have put on the table with the AMPTP are not only realistic, but are actually desirable and usable by producers in this industry.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. In southeastern Minnesota, in a town of 1,300, the entire police department resigns. It happened during a Goodhue City Council meeting at which Mayor Ellen Anderson Buck says they plan to discuss police pay raises. Now,
I think we're all a little bit blindsided by it, but we're resilient and we're going to move forward. But it is hard.
The Biden administration says for now, uninsured Americans can still get free COVID tests. CBS's Alexander Tin has more.
As COVID hospitalizations are now climbing for a fourth straight week, the CDC says that its network of 10,000 COVID testing sites, mostly at retail pharmacies listed on the CDC's website, will continue offering free tests to uninsured Americans. It comes as the agency is working on finalizing a contract with these drugstores to continue covering, giving free COVID shots as well to uninsured Americans this fall.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
This is the second anniversary of the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken insisted again today that the U.S. withdrawal saved American lives.
The decision to withdraw from Afghanistan was an incredibly difficult one, but also the right one.
The Taliban, meanwhile, is suggesting a ban on female education, among other things, will remain in place.
We've been very clear with the Taliban and that the path to any more normal relationship between the Taliban and other countries will be blocked unless and until the rights of women and girls are actually supported.
Women did not take part in the anniversary, which has been declared a public holiday in Afghanistan.
Madonna, whose celebration tour was postponed when a bacterial infection landed her in an ICU, will now hit the road on October 14th in London and start the North American leg December 13th in Brooklyn. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, August 15th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.